Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. B-Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Tyler from Maple Valley is. Tyler, are you there?
I'm here.
Good morning, Tyler. Steve, time for you to get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
If you are playing along at home, Tyler will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
Which Seattle landmark has had an estimated 69 million visitors?
Space Needle.
Yes. What type of animal was featured in the movie Happy Feet?
Penguin.
Yes. With the number being less than 10, how many presidents have died while in office?
1, 2, 3.
No, no, no. What is the main component of natural gas?
Methane?
Yes. What is the fourth letter of the Greek alphabet?
Delta?
Yes. How many states does the Great Smoky Mountains National Park involve?
5, 6, 7.
No, no, no. Which cartoon bear made his debut on the Huckleberry Hound show?
Yogi?
Yes. The English Channel separates England from what other European country?
France.
Correct. How many sides does a heptagon have?
7.
Yes. What is Rambo's first name?
John?
Yes. Holy smokes. We got you down for 8, Tyler.
Feeling it. Nice.
Yeah, that is nice. Ooh, Steve? I know you're coming off a loss to a perfect 10 earlier.
Uh-huh.
But you've got your work cut out for you again this morning, I think.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
Might as well go win the whole f***ing thing.
Thank you.
What Seattle landmark has had an estimated 69 million visitors?
That has to be the space.
It is. What type of animal?
Instead of the lusty lady, but they're no longer around.
What type of animal was featured in the movie Happy Feet?
What kind of animal?
Yeah.
Happy Feet. Cow?
No.
Dog?
No.
Penguin.
Yes. With the number being less than 10, how many presidents have died while in office?
8.
Yes. What is the main component of natural gas?
Methane.
Yes. What is the fourth letter of the Greek alphabet?
Delta.
Yes. How many states does the Great Smoky Mountains National Park involve?
How many states?
Yeah.
4.
No.
3.
No.
5.
No.
Damn
Which
it.
Cartoon bear made his debut on the Huckleberry Hound show?
Yogi Bear?
Yes. The English Channel separates England from what other European country?
France.
Yes. How many sides does a heptagon have?
10.
No.
8.
No.
11.
No.
Damn
what it. Is Rambo's first name?
John.
Yes. With time on the clock, Steve Miggs, you scored 8. And that's a tie.
Oh, come on.
8-8. Nice work, Tyler.
Good game, Steve.
You too, my friend.
It's a very good game.
Man, it's like a Cowboys-Packers game right there.
Neither of you knew that the Great Smoky Mountains National Park involves two states. And then the number of sides a heptagon has is 7.
Oh, hep.
Hep.
I thought you said hex.
Oh. Sit a little closer next time, Steve. I'll talk into your good ear.
Oh, is that what it is? I don't want to sit that close. I might get wet.
If you were watching Sunday Night Football last night, you probably saw that Bad Bunny has been announced as the headliner for the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show. That's my favorite part.
I know. That's the only part I understood.
A lot of people are not very happy about this, though, but was it the worst idea ever?
I don't think it's the worst, especially when you think about what this guy's track record is right now. I mean, he is arguably the biggest pop star in the entire world.
Oh, yeah.
I understand he's not the biggest pop star here in the United States of America, but when you got a sport that's trying to have international flavor, there's a reason why they play games in Germany. There's a reason why they play games. Where did the hell did they play one in Germany this weekend?
It was Ireland, yeah.
Where the Steelers quarterback got mugged or something like that.
Oh, God.
But, okay, besides that, they're trying to appeal to an international audience, and Bad Bunny is massive.
I'm excited about it. I like things that are different.
Yeah, I do like watching the world kind of explode around me, especially when it's like things like this. Like, it really doesn't matter. Like, who cares who's playing in the Super Bowl halftime show? I mean, it's a chance maybe to take a break and talk about the game with your friends.
Sure.
Or get some food, hit the bathroom, whatever it may be. But we came across a list of the greatest Super Bowl halftime performances of all time. And I want to put you guys to the test and see, would you rather Bad Bunny or would you rather this performance?
Okay.
If you were attending the Super Bowl, which one would you go with? Okay.
All right.
So this one is considered to be the greatest Super Bowl halftime performance of all time. Any guesses before I play it?
Prince.
Blink 182.
Blink 182 has never performed at the halftime.
Are you sure? I'm pretty sure I've seen them.
No, maybe you play them during halftime during the Super Bowl and you just go into your room and listen to them with your guitar.
Maybe that's what it is.
Okay, well, Taryn?
You're right.
It was pretty cool when he did Purple Rain.
Oh.
And the rain fell.
I mean, for me, Prince is like a religious experience, so I don't think the Bad Bunny could even compare.
Okay, so you'd rather have Prince.
Yes, I would rather resurrect Prince and do that again.
Danny?
Prince all day.
Okay, yeah. All right. This one's number two. We're going back to 2013 with this performance. It's Beyonce. But she also brought back Destiny's Child for this performance. I know that was a big deal for you, Danny.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big deal for me. I'm a Destiny's Child girly way before I'm a Beyonce fan.
I did find these clips. I had to watch the performances, and it was a fantastic performance visually, I have to admit.
I mean, I guess
it's just well choreographed, let's just say.
I bet it was. Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe I'd pick Bad Bunny over Beyonce.
Okay. All right. Let's try it. How about this one? I'm surprised that this wasn't picked as the number one Super Bowl halftime. Just thinking about its importance.
Yeah, sure.
Because I think before Michael Jackson's performance, and this is back in 1993.
Ooh.
Like, this was the one that kind of set the standard that, oh, halftime performances need to be a big deal.
Yeah.
I don't know if I necessarily want to watch it again. I had to sit through it and watch it. I'd much rather watch Bad Bunny.
See, that's how I feel. I'm going Bad Bunny on that one for sure.
So you don't want to hear him perform Billie Jean or Black and White once again?
No, thank you.
All right. How about this one was considered the number four greatest Super Bowl halftime performance of all time. We're going back to 2020.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that. Oh, Shakira and J-Lo?
Yep.
That was a really spicy one.
That was definitely one of those moments where I didn't consider that to be hard work to find the video clip and the audio for that song. Shakira can do no wrong.
Dude, her hips do not lie. That is a fact. I might watch that one again, honestly.
Over Bad Bunny.
Over Bad Bunny.
Okay, so far.
I thought they were fantastic.
So far, what, Beyonce and Michael Jackson, and that's it?
Yes.
Okay, one more.
It's the one and only B.R.E. Sorry, Bad Bunny.
I was so excited when they announced this, like, all, like, you just, and the poster for this one.
Yeah.
But it just had all of the legends up there, and I was just like, man, they can, that, wow.
That was honestly probably one of my personal favorite Super Bowl halftime shows. I'd pick that over Bad Bunny.
Dr. Dre and Friends was at Super Bowl 2022.
I cried during it.
Okay, why did you cry during
it? Because I was so happy. happy.
When they did the California song, the Tupac song? You miss him that much?
It was so good. It was so good.
Honestly, I would have picked every single person over Bad Bunny that we just played.
Really? Yeah. I don't know any Bad Bunny songs.
But this is how you learn about Bad Bunny.
I don't want to learn about Bad Bunny.
You don't know the one that goes,
You don't know that one? Let me play it for you again. Here we go. This is a great Bad Bunny song. Oh, yeah, that one.
You know what? Maybe if I show you the music video to this one, I can't.
No, I'm good.
Danny, it's going to be a
okay, okay.
Now you see?
But can I just watch the video? I don't have to watch him at halftime.
Oh, I saw a butt.
You know that's going to be a lot of booty.
Okay. There's going to be a ton of booty.
All right, you guys, talk me into it. All right, nice.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could name a song after hearing only 1 second of the chorus?
Benny's even more booty.
Maybe that 1 second goes, If so, we're going to hook you up with tickets to see Ghost at Climate Pledge Arena. Just announced this morning, February 15th, 206-803 Rock. We're going to play Hook or Shook at 920.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see the band Ghost at Climate Pledge Arena on February 15th. Say hello to our contestant. It is Matt from Puyallup. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are so good, and we are ready to spin this wheel to see if you are playing with Migs or me.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's he going to play with to win these Ghost tickets? Will it be Tyron Daly? Will it be Steve Migs? No pressure, T-Dog, but it's you and Matthew.
All right, Matthew, here is your clip.
That's Duality by Slipknot.
Ooh, ooh.
Such a great song.
Such a good one.
Wouldn't have known the name of it, though.
You know, the Fingers in the Eyes song.
Is it the People Equal Poop song? I'm not sure anymore.
All right, Matthew, well done. Danny, I am ready. Serve up that clip. That would be Miss Murder by A Fire Inside, otherwise known as AFI.
Karen, thank you so much for the help.
Matt, are you a big fan of the band Ghost?
Since 2013, I love Ghost.
I'm also a very big Ghost fan, and I realized the show is on February 15th. President's Day is the following day, Monday. So that could be a holiday for people like you and I, Matthew.
Excellent. I'll see you there.
What better way to celebrate our presidents over the year than by seeing the band Ghost?
Exactly. Ghost.
Have you seen them live before?
Yeah, twice.
I hear they put on a great live show.
They do. We saw, Matt, did you by any chance see them when they played El Corazon?
I did. That was the first show here, and it was just scary.
Yes, it was.
Why was it scary?
I mean, it was evil. It just, the whole thing was evil.
And the fire marshal got called because I think they oversold it a little bit. It was fantastic.
Satan apparently appeared. That's why the fire marshal showed up.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we have talked about anything this morning that you would like to chat with us about, please call 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Ozzy Osbourne. All morning, we have received some great texts and calls that we weren't able to get to, but right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it is brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, Electrical, Septic, and Mechanical. So call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, the number to text. Earlier, we chatted with a woman named Carla, who at 70 years old is battling a very aggressive form of breast cancer, but got to see her all-time favorite band, Nine Inch Nails, floor seats, and it was just an incredible talk with her. And old man Kenny, you're in Gig Harbor this morning. You want to chat about Carla and Nine Inch Nails.
I want to talk about Carla. That was, first and foremost, an amazing interview by all. It was just awesome.
She was amazing.
So, yes, I concur. There makes... So back in the day, she listened to jazz music, somehow finds Linkin Park, goes on to Korn, Nin, Tool, Dream Theater.
Opeth, yeah.
You know, that's a girl after my own heart. I just hope that someone in the Nin camp hears this and hooks her up, man. You talk about a Make-A-Wish Moment Foundation. You know what I'm saying? I mean, somebody, I hope they hear it and contact her. She's got very few days, and she's a sweetheart.
Oh, I agree. The Nine Inch Nails camp, I got to imagine it's gotten back to them at this point. I keep seeing it on all these different music websites talking about this lady who's 70 battling terminal cancer, but went and saw Nine Inch Nails. And if you missed the interview, it's available on our Daily Mix Daily podcast. But I did grab a clip from the interview that I'd love to share again, because this was the moment where I got really heavy. Mm-hmm. But just really, I mean, one of my favorite chats I've ever been a part of with somebody. It was just so powerful to hear her talk about how at peace she is, knowing that her days are coming to an end, and just her love for music and all that kind of stuff. But here's Carla from our chat earlier this morning.
It took my husband, it took my brother.
She's talking about cancer at that point.
Mm-hmm. And now it's taking me. Last year I was on all the chemo and everything, and I then just decided I'm done. I've lived a full life. I'm very content and happy, and I'm just letting it run its course. And my biggest thing now is my daughter's getting married at the end of October, and my goal is just to be alive.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm done. I'm ready, and I'm really at peace with it. I'm just very thankful and with all that I've had in my life. I've had a wonderful life. So I want to have what they call a good death. That's my goal.
I've had a few family members in the past, and I have conversations just like, yeah, it's go time.
Yeah.
And that's just such a heavy thing to hear from being on the other side. But like, I remember one family member would always joke, just wait, sitting here waiting to die.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, okay, can we tone down the dark humor, please? But then also she gave a great piece of advice for everybody.
Just be kind to everyone.
Yeah.
Just you don't know what anyone's going through.
I mean, I thought she was just a phenomenal chat and just a lot of love for her.
Oh, so much love for Carla. We're checking in with the Rockaholics, 206-803-ROCK. And earlier this morning, we were talking about the worst way in which you were fired. And Rob from Auburn, you want to weigh in on this topic?
Yeah, sure do. It was kind of a messed up way I got fired.
Okay.
So I was living in L.A. at the time, working at a top law firm and doing a great job. And the office manager called me in one morning. And she said, Rob, you know, you're really doing a great job for us, and we really appreciate it. But I don't think you and I get along anymore, so I'm going to let you go.
Whoa!
Just out of left field, clear blue sky. Wasn't even expecting that.
Was there, now looking back on it, was there any like moment where you're like, oh, yeah, I guess we didn't see eye to eye on this, and that's why she doesn't like me? Or that was just a total surprise?
It was a total surprise because I used to have to go to her house to pick things up. I used to go there for dinner. We would hang out on occasion, have a drink or two. And it was just a total surprise out of nowhere. I was, like, devastated after it happened. I was working at this great place and just never had anything like that happen before.
Because you're going to get, like, a peek inside that person's brain. I feel like maybe, like, she created a scenario in her own head that and thought, like, I don't know. How do you figure that out?
It's just kind of a cop-out, too, you know? It's like, oh, you're fantastic at your job. I just don't really get along with you, so you're gone. Like, guess what? In this life, you have to deal with people that are different than you. It's going to follow you around forever. You can't just escape that.
How would you react if someone just like, hey, look, Taryn, love you.
Oh, my God.
Actually, I don't. You're a great worker, but I just hate you as a person.
I would be crushed. That is terrible.
Especially if you're going to have drinks with this person. Do you think maybe she had the hots for him?
That's what I was kind of wondering. Is like, maybe she wanted him.
And she realized that
was not reciprocated.
He wasn't feeling it or feeling her.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, Steve Miggs, you had a very special moment with your daughter.
I did.
Only for it to fully backfire.
Couldn't have gone worse.
We're going to get the story at 9:50. Yesterday, yes. Steve Miggs, something big happened for you and your daughter.
It was a roller coaster of emotions, Taryn Daly. So yesterday we were over at Bradley Lake Park. My wife and her church were putting on a big event. So Tatum and I went down there to support, eat some pizza, play some games. And Bradley Lake Park's got one of those big, like children's, like, you know, playground areas. So that's all going on. And Tatum comes running over to me and she's like, Dad, can I get some ice cream? Mom said it's okay if I get some ice cream. I'm like, is the ice cream truck here? She's like, yes. And all I'm thinking is, well, Dad's getting some ice cream too.
Hell yeah.
So we hightail it to the parking lot area and ice cream truck's gone already. I'm like, are you sure it was here? She's like, yeah. And I could just see the disappointment in her face. I'm like, you know what? Let's get something better than ice cream. She's like, well, what's that? Shave ice. This kid is obsessed with shave ice. There's a place in Puyallup called Ono Shave Ice. And it's like in downtown Puyallup, they got a truck. And I was like, I checked my phone on, you know, Apple Maps to see the hours. I'm like, it's open. She's like, are you sure Mom will be okay with us going? I'm like, whatever. We're going. We got this. And then she said something that got me so fired up. I'm like, let me get my phone out. I want you to say that again into the phone so I can play it for my friends. And this is that moment.
What did you just say to...
You're the boss.
I'm the boss?
I'm the boss.
The boss.
Finally, this guy's the boss.
And why am I the boss?
Because you're the oldest.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's true. I am the oldest.
And why do you want me to be the boss right now?
Because I like your idea.
And what's my idea?
Shaved ice.
Yeah, let's go get some shaved ice. Do you know the name of the shaved ice place?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. So we get in the car. We get to downtown Puyallup. And oh, no. It's not open.
No.
Freaking Apple phone. The maps, you know, has the hours. Says open till 6:30. Not open at all. I think they switched their hours because it's now fall. And I think in the summer, that might have been the summer hours, but they never changed it on the freaking phone.
I think that if you had an Android, it would have updated the hours for you, Steve.
No. Nope, that's not
true.
Oh, no.
I was so devastated. I was like, yeah, I mean, there was no waterworks or anything. I cried a little, but she didn't.
I mean, think about the high to the low, though. Like, you were the boss, and now you're the loser.
I was the letdown.
Oh, no.
Did you go get anything else after? No, that's a valuable lesson. Sometimes you just can't get what you want, kid.
It's a great song by the Rolling Stones.
We had ice cream at the house.
Okay. The Daily Migs Show.
Oh, no.
There is a new ferry route that could be coming to the Pacific Northwest. How many ferries is too many ferries, Steve?
Oh, no.
We're going to give you the scoop in the Daily Migs download after Green Day.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law and our Seattle Mariners.
Might as well win the whole f***ing thing.
The season is done, and now we know what exactly is going to be happening with them. They do not play in the first round. They play the winner between the Cleveland Guardians and the Detroit Tigers. And that will all go down October 4th at T-Mobile Park. Cannot wait for some playoff action with our Seattle Mariners. And the weekend sucked for them. I mean, it was just they didn't win a game against the Dodgers. But let's talk about the bright spot. Cal Raleigh finished the season with 60 home runs. and 125 RBIs.
What MVP, a season. Baby.
MVP.
Danny, how'd the Sounders do?
They drew 2-2. Boring game.
Might as well win the whole f***ing thing.
I mean, but the crazy part is they did clinch a playoff spot by not doing anything. We literally were sitting at the game, and about 15 minutes in, we get the notification from our Sounders app being like, hey guys, we're in the playoffs by not doing anything.
Great news.
Let's go.
Well, speaking of soccer, Pierce County Executive Ryan Mello is proposing this pilot fast ferry service that would run between Tacoma and Seattle, and they're hoping to launch this before the 2026 World Cup that will hopefully help handle some of the visitors expected. They're saying like 750,000 people. So the plan calls for two zero-emission electric water taxis that will run 8 times round-trip.
So taking from Tacoma to the pier.
I'm assuming so.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I did see, though, that
aren't they doing that already?
I did read, though, that it was like it's a 29-passenger ferry. I'm like, that doesn't seem like very many people.
I feel like you got to get a bigger boat.
Yeah, I think 29 is not really going to help with the 750,000 expected visitors.
Who are we to say what they should or shouldn't do?
If they do a pilot, we should go and see if we can ride it.
That would be a blast.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of a blast, I wish I would have known about this happened over the weekend. Did you happen to catch that there was a big, you know, like all these random runs that happened, but there was a 5K run at Gasworks Park called Diplo's Run Club?
Yeah, the Ted Smith did it.
He did?
He did.
So Diplo's that DJ guy. Yeah. Apparently, he likes to run. What a brilliant idea. So he does these events where he runs and does a 5K with his fans. 8,000 people showed up to Gasworks Park. And then the show ends. I mean, the run ends with him putting on a set and a rave at Gasworks.
11 a.m. a rave started at Gasworks. It was awesome.
This is the second year they've done it, guys.
Year?
Okay, third time's a charm. We should do it next year.
Next year is our year.
Put it in our calendar. I don't know when it's... Macklemore was there. The Mariner Moose was there, too.
So awesome.
I just love the visual. There's Diplo doing, he's DJing at Gasworks Park. What a great visual in the middle of the day. The weather was beautiful. And you look out into the crowd and people are just losing their collective minds dancing while still wearing like their runner shirts and their little their runner medal as well.
Oh, I thought it looked like a fantastic way to kind of cap off the good season because now the rain is here and it is going to be here forever.
Next year we run for Diplo.
Yes, we do. Seattle Kraken forward Kaapo Kakko is going to miss about 6 weeks.
Come on.
Broke his hand in a preseason game against Edmonton.
I just ordered his jersey.
Oh, no, you did not. Are you serious?
I did.
Oh, no. Well, he's 24 years old, and he'll probably recover very quickly because he's young.
Okay, I hope so. I have high expectations for that guy. I think he's going to have a breakout year, but I didn't realize that was the kind of breakout he was going to have.
Our season opener is coming up October 9th. That's next week, y'all.
I know. This
Hockey
is
so back.
October's this week. What the hell? Hey, Monday Night Football tonight, you got the New York Jets taking on the Miami Dolphins, and then the Bengals taking on the Broncos. I probably won't watch either.
And you're not going to watch either game?
I mean, if it's on, I'll watch some of it.
I mean, I'm very grateful that both games feature an animal mascot so that my son will actually want to watch.
That is fair.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, really, the only team that he's not going to root for is the Jets.
And that's fine. I'd be pulling for the Dolphins anyway.
No.
As far as weather, in the high is 64 degrees, going to drizzle today. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.